Nakai Evalu, the Hawaiian way to start your weekend. Compliments of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Hano hano, Hawaii la, leko lehua, kua hivi nani la, o mauna kea. Hano hano, Hawaii la, leko lehua, kua hivi nani la, o mauna kea. Kila kila o Maui la, leika roselani, kua hivi nani la, o hale akala. Kila kila o Maui la, leika roselani, kua hivi nani la, o hale akala.
Aloha, aloha kakou. It's a beautiful Hawaiian Saturday morning with Nakai Evalu, hanging out around our sun-dappled kitchen table, right kahone?
Absolutely. Aloha kakahiaka kakou, everyone. Out there in our beautiful Hawaiian islands of Maui, Kauai, Molokai, Lanai, Hawaii Island, Kauai, and of course Oahu. It's great to have you around the kitchen table. Make sure you have your coffee, hot tea. Hot cocoa is acceptable as well.
I brought some Colombian coffee. I'm back, everybody.
She's back.
Yeah. Smells great. You know, I don't drink coffee, but I love the smell of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
Didn't bring, strong bring back any Colombian. Of that coca tea, huh?
No, I didn't bring back the coca tea, but I thought the Colombian coffee would be onelicious.
Thank you. That's great.
What about you, Noi? How was your week?
Oh, pretty good. I'm still recovering from an art opening last night. Thank you to everybody who showed up. It was really fun at Line Kona School there. The show will be up with Dwayne Preble, Russell Tsunabe, and Keiko Bonk until, I think, the 28th of this month. So check it out if you can.
Imagine, you're quite a popular person here, huh, in the art world.
We were at High Sam last night. Yeah.
Yeah, we were all at High Sam. Halau Hula. You know, Sunny Ching was at my halau. We celebrated the hula there featuring
Ho'oulu, their new exhibit.
Their new exhibit on hula. It's about time.
Free museum.
Boy, that's a switch.
Everything in there is ours, you know? Everything in that museum.
But they're actually recognizing hula?
Mm-hmm.
Is this the same commission that several years ago?
Okay, we'll not go there right now.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Just thought I'd remind everyone out there.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know where that ends up. Something tells me.
I think we need to have, you know, one of the commissioners from the State Foundation on Culture and Arts come in and talk to us about what they're doing and how they're servicing the Native Hawaiian arts community.
Mm. Absolutely.
It's going to be hard for them to service just about everybody if a lot of proposed things happen in this state.
They manage to service others.
They do.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
that's the spirit here at Nakai E Valu. We are so glad to be with you today. We've got a terrific guest, Joe Pickard. We can hardly wait to introduce you to. So hang out. We also have some beautiful music to speed your Saturday morning along. Nakai E Valu is brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nakai E Valu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Kahulu vehi, kua honei ka lau.
Saturday morning. It's shaping up just right, and we hope you're enjoying your Labor Day weekend here with us at Nakai Evalu. Vicky Holt-Takamine back from Bogota.
Yes.
Kaho'one Panoke here. I'm Noe Tanigawa, and our very special guest today, Joe Pickard, President of Community Planning and Engineering.
Aloha, everybody.
Just
Aloha.
One of his companies.
You know, it's, I've had the pleasure of knowing Joe for a number of years and have had the pleasure of working for him and still do part of the time that, you know, I am working. And it's really, he's an interesting person to get to know. And I'm hoping by the end of this show that all of you will certainly know who Joe Pickard is. And because he comes from an interesting background.
He's got degrees from
Columbia. He has degrees
in business
and a native Hawaiian business owner, which is so exciting. Mm. So, okay, Joe, tell us.
The first thing everybody wants to know is what high school you graduated from.
Kahuku High School.
Right.
North Shore. Red Raiders for life.
Okay. Good football players, and I know.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know, that's why it's like, you know, when people hear Kahuku, they normally think football. You know, that's where most of our well-known personalities come from on the North Shore. But there's some very, you know, well-known business people out there in the community from Kahuku, one of which is Sam Choi. You guys all know Sam. I started his restaurants years ago. He was one of the, you know, real incredible punters from Kahuku. You can't, you know, you look at him now and you go, Jesus Christ, you know, was he a punter? But he was a fantastic athlete.
A football punter, huh?
Yeah, you know, for the longest time, he held the record for the OIA for many years for the average, you know, number of yards per punt for the year.
So
he's a great guy. He's a great personality, great cook, but he's also a great business person. So there are people out in the country that's, that have gone off and started businesses. It's really not a ideal location to incubate future business people. You know, when we grew up in a community, when Kahuku was Kahuku, plantation lifestyle, plantation was going, you know, very few businesses. The only businesses that existed at the time were run by the plantation. You had Iray Store, you know, Burger Mill, a couple of others. And they were pretty much obligated to the plantation. They provided clothing, food. You went in there, close association with the plantation. If you wanted something, you walk into the store, you know, you sign off, you know, my name is Joe Pickard, and you take what you needed, and
really?
Your parents would come down once a month and pay the bill. There was no cash transaction at that time. So, you know, a lot of times people aspire to what they see, and many of us that grew up in those kinds of community traditionally go into, you know, agricultural type farming professions, but very few of us, because we're exposed to business, ever aspire to be business people. But I guess Sam, myself, a few others out there, Dean Rojas, who runs a fairly successful graphic arts company, have gone on and became business people. And yeah, my background is a little bit unusual, but no, I've been a fortunate person.
So Joe, after you went to Kahuku, from there, where did you go?
I actually was very, very fortunate. I went to Kahuku. Was attracted by the Coast Guard. You know, my family, like a lot of Hawaiians out there on the North Shore, we supplemented our you know, our food by fishing. My dad, his good friend Babe Awalua, we spent a lot of the time in the water, spearfishing, netting, lobster netting, things like that, just to put food on the table. And I didn't realize that until I was a grown adult that we spent a lot of time in the water because we needed the money, we needed protein. Put it on a table and feed the kids. So I graduated from Kahuku. Had some outstanding supporters when I went to school there. So one by the name of Margaret Kim. They used to have the Kim Relays that Wailua used to support on an annual basis with her brothers. They were heroes in World War II. And she took me under her wing when I was in school, helped me get my applications together. You know, I guess I was just one of these kids running around. She saw some potential in. And helped me apply to the academies. I've applied to the Naval Academy, Air Force Academy, and a couple of other locations.
We're finding out about the life and times of Joe Pickard, President of Community Planning and Engineering, as well as Environet and Sea Hawaii. Interesting stories ahead on Nakai Evalu. Brought to you every week by Kamehameha Schools, Movi PCS, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
see. The fun's just begun. Ocean spray from the offshore wave. Open your eyes. We'll leave you with the prey. It's a surfarina all day long. Let's surf the fun and sing along. It's a surfarina all day long. Let's surf the fun and sing along. To the surfarina.
You're listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Perfect. All right. That's for you, everyone getting ready right now for the 35th Annual Parker Ranch Roundup Club Scholarship Rodeo. Big fundraiser happening today for the children of Parker Ranch employees. Check out the Makule team, the roping competition. We heard it's terrific. There's also Keiki barrel racing, mutton busting. That's Keiki sheep riding, believe it or not, Kahone.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. All the fun starts at noon at Parker Ranch in Waimea. So we'll see you there. Kids under 10 free.
Hemo olelo ko na ka naka apau. Na ke kahi mo olelo ya o aku. Na ke kahi e ho ulu mai. Na nā mo olelo e ho ike I ke kūlana a ka Hawaii. Today we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Kamehameha Schools was founded in 1887 by the will of Princess Bernice Pauahi Bishop. Dedicated to improving the capability and well-being of Native Hawaiians through education, Kamehameha Schools honors the physical, spiritual, and cultural significance of its lands and the role they play in supporting the school's mission. With 98% of its land in agriculture and conservation, Kamehameha Schools is committed to responsible stewardship. The Land Assets Division manages these lands to create and optimize cultural, educational, environmental, economic, and community benefits. Through prudent management of the school's agricultural and conservation lands, the Land Assets Division strives to sustain thriving lands and thriving communities. Come visit the Kamehameha Schools booth at the Hawaii County Fair, September 17th through the 20th at the Hilo Civic Auditorium. Or for more information, email us at land@ksbe.edu.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
From Kauai to Hawaii Island, Nā Kai e Walu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Got you all, take me home, unclean spirits coming to me of yesterday.
Satisfying. All right. You're kicking off your Labor Day weekend with Nakai Evalu. Ono Hawaiian music and mana'o till 10 o'clock this morning. Kaho'one panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine. I'm Noe Tanigawa, and our very special guest today, Joe Pickard, President of Community Planning and Engineering.
Yeah, so, Joe, you were talking to us a little bit earlier about, you know, applying for college and how it's wonderful to have community support for you.
Tremendous.
Where did you end up going to college?
I was fortunate enough to get an appointment to the Coast Guard Academy, and you know how my life has just been a series of fortunate circumstances. I had some great teachers in school, great counselors, and you know, when I was playing football in Kahuku, I wasn't as good as these kids nowadays. They're fantastic athletes. You know, we're just a totally different league today. But I was playing in a game one November, and somebody came up, and at the time I was applying to school, and I was trying to get in. You know, like with a lot of the kids that grew up in the plantations, their parents didn't have any money, you know, and the only way I was going to really be able to get into college was to get a scholarship. So I was, this counselor was helping me put together some of the applications for the academies, and a guy came up, interviewed me after one football game, and wrote this small little snippet in a paper called No Ordinary Joe, and said something about me being a good athlete and a good student. And the Coast Guard commander here, the district, a two-star admiral, read the article in the paper and said, "Hey, you know what? Go down and talk to this kid. See if we can help him out." So, you know, being the lucky guy that I am, they called me up. I went down, chatted with them, and helped me through the whole process. And I was lucky to get into the academy. And at the time, it was probably the most selective academic institution in the country. You know, there was Vietnam War was still going on. You know, folks were trying to serve their time. And yet, so there was a lot of applications, and I put it together, and I got in. So I went there, and
where,
you
know, is it?
New London, Connecticut.
Ah.
You know, I had, if you can believe it, never been to the mainland. You know, I had been on a plane only once to Molokai with the band, and you know, I was totally intimidated. You know, I when I went there, I graduated from high school in the last week of May. 3 weeks later, I got put on a plane and flew all the way across the country to go to Connecticut. And it was a different world for me. You know, back then, we all spoke Pidgin English. It's the only way we could communicate.
Boy. Businessman, planner, yeah. Engineer. We're finding about the life and times of Joe Pickard. And we're so glad you're here with us on Nakai Evalu.
Nani pu no no kahana kamoani anu he ona
Aloha, you're listening to Nakai E Valu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Take it sweet and slow, honey, rock-a-bye. Johnny rock-a-bye me to and fro. When the lights are burning low, honey, take your time. When the lights are burning low, honey, take your time. When the lights are burning low, honey, take your time.
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's radio magazine, connecting all the Hawaiian Islands every Saturday morning. Vicky Holt Takamine, Kaho'one Panoke, I'm Noe Tanigawa, and Joe Pickard is with us today. He's got three companies under his belt now already: Sea Hawaii, Community Planning and Engineering, as well as Environet.
So, Joe, after finishing the Coast Guard, where did you go?
I was, again, lucky. I spent a lot of time studying at school. I decided not to play football at the academy and was able to perform fairly well. So I got stationed here in Honolulu. My assignment here was for about 18 months, and I got selected to be the commanding officer of a patrol boat down in Key West, Florida. And I was down there due to Mario boat lift. Our vessel was the first one on scene. Brought in close to 10,000 Cuban aliens during that time.
Goodness.
And during my tenure there, normally what they do is they send young officers to graduate school. So I put in an application to go to graduate school at a couple of different universities, Dartmouth, Columbia, MIT. I got accepted to them. And then just by happenstance, when I was filling out the application, I checked this box that said, do you want to be considered for a fellowship? And 3-4 weeks later, I got the application back. They said, you're accepted. And I got another letter saying that you... I was selected a fellow at Columbia University in the Business and Engineering School. And I said, what is this? I called up, and they said Exxon Corporation had selected you as an Exxon Fellow for my tenure at Columbia. So I went there. They paid for everything. So I got out of the service.
Oh, my gosh.
Even though I love the Coast Guard, I love the water, I couldn't pass up the opportunity to go to Columbia. I went there, got a degree in the Business School and Engineering School, joint degree. And then I got picked up by an investment bank by the name of Credit Suisse First Boston. But all that time, I knew I wanted to come back home, you know, back to the island. So I worked on Wall Street for about 2.5 years. They asked me to help them open their office in Japan. Did that for a couple of years and then went to Hong Kong as a associate managing director of the company. And got tired of working 20-hour workdays. Wanted to go back to the islands, my first love, which is being on the water. So one day I got up and said, let me go back home. And that was 20 years ago, back
in 1980. So somebody who had never gone to any place other than Molokai.
Yes.
And his first trip goes all the way to Connecticut and then takes you almost all the way around the world.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow, what a story.
Yeah.
It is the story of Joe Pickard, though, so far anyway, a businessman, engineer, management consultant, it seems like. How a boy from Kahuku's making good, and we hope you're being inspired by this story. You're hearing it on Nakai Evalu, brought to you every Saturday by Mobi PCS, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
Kai e Valu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
Here on Oahu today, there's a great concert happening at Hawaii Theater. The Hawaiian Music Hall of Fame is presenting the 25th Kahimeni Ana. It's old-fashioned singing. It's unamplified, and it's going to be fabulous. Have you ever been to that concert, Kahoʻona?
I have. It's very unique concert because everything is all acoustical.
Should be
and
fabulous.
And the talent that comes out of there is just amazing.
Guest organist tonight, Mahi Beamer.
Oh.
MC Marlene Tsai, and it all starts at 7:30. That's at the Hawaii Theater tonight.
Everyone has stories to tell. Some stories teach, others inspire. And each story reveals who we are, where we come from, and where we're headed. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Hawaii Ola, the living water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Kamehameha Schools was founded in 1887 by the will of Princess Bernice Pauahi Bishop. Dedicated to improving the capability and well-being of Native Hawaiians through education, Kamehameha Schools honors the physical, spiritual, and cultural significance of its lands and the role they play in supporting the school's mission. With 98% of its land in agriculture and conservation, Kamehameha Schools is committed to responsible stewardship. The Land Assets Division manages these lands to create and optimize cultural, educational, environmental, economic, and community benefits. Through prudent management of the school's agricultural and conservation lands, the Land Assets Division strives to sustain thriving lands and thriving communities. Come visit the Kamehameha Schools booth at the Hawaii County Fair, September 17th through the 20th at the Hilo Civic Auditorium. Or for more information, email us at land@ksbe.edu.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and LinkUp programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and LinkUp programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Aloha, this is Stacy Chen Fan, a business banking officer at Bank of Hawaii in Hilo. Are you thinking about starting your own business? If so, having a business plan is critical. Think of a business plan as a roadmap. If you were going to drive across the country, you would need to determine the best route to your destination while planning for any roadblocks along the way. The map will also help prevent you from getting lost or making the wrong turn on an important business strategy. So in times like these, create your roadmap to success with a thorough, realistic business plan.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.
The moonlit ocean of Lanai's Hulupo'i Bay beckons you to enjoy a very special evening with Kealii Rise Shell at the Four Seasons Resort, Manele Bay. Come together on September 12th, 7 p.m. to benefit the Lanai Cultural and Heritage Center, whose mission is to document and pass on the storied history of Lanai. Join Kealii Rise Shell and enjoy a celebration of Hawaiian cultural activities throughout the afternoon, including storytelling and lei-making. 100% of the ticket proceeds benefit the Lanai Cultural and Heritage Center and are earmarked to develop a multimedia experience depicting the oral history of Lanai to be enjoyed by visitors in Kama'aina for decades to come. For room reservations, Four Seasons offers specially priced packages including concert tickets, making this an exceptional value. For reservations and tickets, call the ticket hotline 1-808-565-2426. That's 1-808-565-2426. Mahalo.
From Kauai to Hawaii Island, Nā Kai e Walu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Mama.
that's the way we roll here on Na Kai e Walu. Hawaiian music and manao, that's thoughts or ideas for your Saturday morning. Kaho'one panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine, I'm Noe Tanigawa, and we're talking this morning about, how a boy from Kahuku came to have three businesses and a flourishing career here in Hawaii, Joe Pickard.
Exciting, isn't it?
It's neat.
So, Joe, you decided to come back after getting 20 years out there,
yeah.
Working 20-hour work weeks.
Yeah. Work days.
Work days,
well,
yeah.
Well, I was in Hong Kong, and I always knew I wanted to come home because, you know, I had grown up in the water.
Sure.
Surfing, spearfishing, doing all the stuff that I enjoyed doing. And one of my dreams was to come back to the islands and start and earn a living on the water. You know, I just have always loved being around the ocean, you know, from being a little kid. You know, out there diving with my dad and my uncles and stuff like that, and surfing with my brothers and playing on the beach. That's what I wanted to do. And being an investment banker in Hong Kong wasn't cutting it. You know, I would get up in the morning and go, God, why am I doing this? Great money, but do I love it? You know, like anything else in life, you have to have a passion for it. If you don't have a passion for it, it's not worth doing. And I've been fortunate throughout my entire life to do things that I have passion for. So I get up one day and said, you know what, I've had enough. I was in my early 30s. I just cashed it in and said, you know, I'm going to go back to the islands. I came back, and to tell you the truth, it wasn't easy. You know, you come back to the islands and you want to start a business for a native Hawaiian who traditionally we aren't entrepreneurs, that we aren't looked at seriously as being potential business people. That doors don't, you know, fly open for you, you know. So came back with a little bit of money in my pocket. And the first battle was trying to get permits from the state of Hawaii. If you look out there, to get a permit to operate on ocean activities or ocean sports or any kinds of recreation company, if you want to run a surf meet, for instance, those permits are all tied up. You come into town, you want to do any type of activity, it takes a lot of work. You got to do a lot of politicking. You got to knock on a lot of doors. You got to weasel your way, nudge your way, press your way into situations so the doors that don't normally open to people open up for you. So
we're finding out how that happens. Mm-hmm. How does a boy from Kahuku find his way in the world? Mm-hmm. Joe Pickard is telling us at least one way, and we hope it's inspiring for you this morning on Na Kai e Walu. Every Saturday, it's brought to you by Mobi PCS, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Kamehameha Schools here on the Visionary Radio Network.
Stick by my side. to ask you this, darling. Won't you stay with me
just for the night?
Come with me, darling. We'll have a succession tonight. Stay by my side and we'll have a succession tonight. Come with me, darling. We'll have a succession tonight. Stick by my side and we'll have a succession tonight.
Stick by my side.
We'll have a surf session tonight.
We'll have a surf session
tonight.
So stick by my side
tonight.
We'll have a surf session with me and you.
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
tu aloha e o mai.
Valu, the Hawaiian way to start a long, laid-back Labor Day weekend. How's your tea, Vicky?
It's great, thank you.
Doing okay. Your stomach growling yet, Kahoone?
No, I had breakfast before I came.
Oh, good for you.
You know, where's ours then? Where's ours?
That's why I was a few minutes late.
Where's my manapua?
After the show.
Yeah.
Our guest today, Joe Pickard. He is the president and CEO of Sea Hawaii Environment and Community Planning and Engineering.
Yes, he is.
So, Joe, what was your first business? What did you
So I came back home and I wanted to work on the water. And if you look out there, there's a lot of Native Hawaiians working on the beach, but there's not a lot of Native Hawaiian business owners out there on the beach. And I came back in an environment where they were displacing the beach boys. The state was going through this whole process of restricting rather than allowing companies to operate. But my brother and I took the money I had. We went out. We started a whole process of getting our permits and started what became Sea Hawaii. You know, got a little boat, got a little trailer, went out, applied for a permit, and started. The first 3 months, we had a dozen people.
Doing what?
Taking folks out, doing snorkeling and windsurfing and things like that. And I thought to myself, oh, my God, this is a huge failure. Is this the beginning of my very short career as an entrepreneur? But I went out there and we trugged along and we took a lot of risk and we lived off credit cards and didn't know whether or not one day to the next we're going to be able to pay our bills. And before long, some companies started, you know, we got our permits from the state because we basically demanded it and said, hey, we're Hawaiians, we should allow an opportunity to work on the beach. They gave it to us, and a guy by the name of Randy Kalahiki from Kaneoke helped us out. He was working in the Waiahea administration and took us under his wing and helped us and got our permit, started our business. One thing led to another, and before long, we had a few more employees, a few more clients, and...
So what does Sea Hawaii do now? I mean, you started with just snorkeling.
Yeah, we started snorkeling, but now we do, you know, a lot of our activities, but we're trying to get into the apparel industry. You know, the Hawaiians are the most magnificent mariners that ever have graced the earth. But if you look at the surfing and the paddling and all the things that we created, we have a very, very small interest in the economic opportunity that's created by industries that the Hawaiians created. And I always wanted to get in those industries, take our heritage and be part of it and make a living doing it.
We're finding out how that's done.
Yeah.
Joe Pickard is sharing his story with us. He's the president and CEO of Sea Hawaii Environment and Community Planning and Engineering. You're hearing about it on Nakai E Valu, brought to you by Mobi PCS, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
Oh,
Kako, aloha to all of us. It certainly is a kako thing every Saturday morning on Nakai Evalu. Vicky, kahoone. I heard a word this week. You know, everybody's getting a little hot at a meeting. The word was ho'omanawa nui. What does that mean?
To be patient.
To be patient. How would you use that?
Ika olelo Hawaii, ai ole, ika olelo haole.
Olelo haole, let's say.
Everybody should have a little bit of ho'omanawa nui.
A little bit of patience.
It helps. Ho'omanawa nui, and everybody calms down. I like it. Learn a little something every day, especially on Saturdays.
E ho'omanawa nui kako.
Oh, really?
Yes.
E ho'omanawa nui kako. Let's have a little patience, shall we?
We all. Let's all have patience.
He mo'olelo ko na ka naka apau. Na kekahi mo'olelo e a'o aku, na kekahi e ho urumai, na nā mo'olelo e ho ike I ke kūlana aka Hawaii. Today we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Kamehameha Schools was founded in 1887 by the will of Princess Bernice Pauahi Bishop. Dedicated to improving the capability and well-being of Native Hawaiians through education, Kamehameha Schools honors the physical, spiritual, and cultural significance of its lands and the role they play in supporting the school's mission. With 98% of its land in agriculture and conservation, Kamehameha Schools is committed to responsible stewardship. The Land Assets Division manages these lands to create and optimize cultural, educational, environmental, economic, and community benefits. Through prudent management of the school's agricultural and conservation lands, the Land Assets Division strives to sustain thriving lands and thriving communities. Come visit the Kamehameha Schools booth at the Hawaii County Fair, September 17th through the 20th at the Hilo Civic Auditorium. Or for more information, email us at land@ksbe.edu.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Aloha, this is Stacy Chen Fan, a business banking officer at Bank of Hawaii in Hilo. Are you thinking about starting your own business? If so, having a business plan is critical. Think of a business plan as a roadmap. If you were going to drive across the country, you would need to determine the best route to your destination while planning for any roadblocks along the way. The map will also help prevent you from getting lost or making the wrong turn on an important business strategy. So in times like these, create your roadmap to success with a thorough, realistic business plan.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.
The moonlit ocean of Lanai's Hulupo'i Bay beckons you to enjoy a very special evening with Kealii Rise Shell at the Four Seasons Resort, Manele Bay. Come together on September 12th, 7 p.m. to benefit the Lanai Cultural and Heritage Center, whose mission is to document and pass on the storied history of Lanai. Join Kealii Rise Shell and enjoy a celebration of Hawaiian cultural activities throughout the afternoon, including storytelling and laymaking. 100% of the ticket proceeds benefit the Lanai Cultural and Heritage Center and are earmarked to develop a multimedia experience depicting the oral history of Lanai to be enjoyed by visitors in Kama'aina for decades to come. For room reservations, Four Seasons offers specially priced packages including concert tickets, making this an exceptional value. For reservations and tickets, call the ticket hotline 1-808-565-2426. That's 1-808-565-2426.
Aloha and mahalo for your company today. We're Nakai Evalu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Tonight's campfire. When I
That's the way we like it here on Nakai Evalu. Kicking off your long Labor Day weekend, our aloha going out, in fact, to all the workers today, the union members in this state. We know it hasn't been easy. Vicky Holt-Takamine here at the kitchen table, Kaho'one Panoke, Noe Tanigawa, our very special guest, Joe Pickard.
It hasn't been easy for everybody, not just people in labor. I mean, I know Joe, you know, all of our entrepreneurs are suffering.
Sure. I mean, they're having a tough time out there. In fact, you know, our journey is when I came back home and started our ocean recreation business, which became Sea Hawaii and Apparel, you know, I was moonlighting as an engineer. And that's how I ended up starting my other businesses, you know, working during the day, helping my brothers get the charter boat operation going. And at night, I would work as an engineer. Started a company about halfway through our journey because Desert Storm came upon us and we suffered through it. So my brother had to run the ocean recreation business and I had to go become an engineer. And that thing has flourished, fortunately for us. I mean,
That was
Environet. We started it back in 1995 and we just recently won about $100 million worth of contracts doing ordnance removal on the Big Island of Hawaii. So, you know, that was a very fortunate happenstance of some of the things that we're doing. And that money we're using to continue to invest into my love, which is the ocean, Sea Hawaii.
And Joe, I think another interesting part about Joe is that they finally got there, cited for your, is it the end Section 8A?
Yeah, you know, and then...
Which is very big with Native
Hawaiian. Yeah, we got certified as a Native Hawaiian organization, and that's one of the ways that we're giving back to the community. We're going to use it as an incubator to develop additional engineering companies. And the funds that we generate is going to go to benefit young Native Hawaiian children that's going to go to school for science and engineering. So that's where our way of giving back to the Hawaiian community.
What a marvelous way of doing that, huh?
Mm.
And then even from that success, then it's how you brought community planning and engineering.
Yeah, you know, we started the charter boat operation, the Sea Hawaii. We generated money from that, started Environet, and then Environet was used to buy community planning. And now we're using the proceeds from that company to reinvest in Sea Hawaii. And, you know, and I love what we do. You know, we've been very, very fortunate. It's been a great ride. Hopefully I'll be around for another 20 years to make it a bigger and bigger success. But
what's your vision then for the businesses?
I would like to be the one of the very few Native Hawaiian companies that can stand up there and say in the surfing community, the paddling community, in the ocean recreation community that we're Hawaiian owned. You go out there and you look. Catamarans get built in California. Billabong surfing goes on in Australia. All of the stuff that goes out in Hawaii. Is there a marquee Hawaiian owned business that's a leader in that industry? That's what I'd like to become. I'd like to be a Native Hawaiian business, so that when you go down to Times Square in New York City and you see these big surf shops, it's a Native Hawaiian owned entity. Why not? That's the kind of dream I want to have. I want to have our name known throughout the world. And not only does it say Sea Hawaii, it's created by a group of people that have roots in our community. I have a great affinity to the incredible navigators that our people were at one time. You know, you watch that old movie that came out of New Zealand, Once We're Warriors.
Yes.
Well, we were once great navigators. And I'd like to be known as that at some time in my life.
It's a great story. Inspiring. Joe Pickard, our guest today, president and CEO of Sea Hawaii, Environet, and Community Planning and Engineering. So glad to have you here.
Thank you very much for having me.
On Nā Kai E Valu.
Nani ko o lau ahi po anu, ka ini ki vela vela o ka makasila. I laila ka ua I valea ai, me ka vai o ka ulala e ho, me ka vai o ka ulala e ho. Nani ko o lau ahi po anu, ka ini ki vela vela o ka makasila. I laila ka ua I valea ai, me ka vai o ka ulala e ho, me ka vai o ka ulala e ho. Inu uanu, a inu I kawai o silo sila. I laila ka ua hi olani ai, me kawai o ka paliko olau, me kawai o ka paliko olau. A hiki ka ua inu uanu, a inu I kawai o silo sila. I laila ka ua hi olani ai, me kawai o ka paliko olau, me kawai o ka paliko olau.
Take away, Pete.
Makasila, kaua puno la ilaila, me kawai o ka ulala e ho, me kawai o ka ulala e ho. Ha ina ko o lau ahe po anu, ka ini ki vela vela ka makasila, kaua puno la ilaila, me kawai o ka ulala e ho, me kawai o ka ulala e ho.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nā Kai E Valu on the Visionary Radio Network.
I was walking down the street just the other day. Just walking and hoping for the news. As I passed the street corner boys, they told me who was who. We all joined in and sang Chalang-a-Lang Blues. And we say, look at you, play that tune. Let's all sing Chalang-a-Lang Blues, come on. Chalang-a-Lang Blues. Don't be shy, give it a try. Chalang-a-Lang Blues are gonna get you high. In Hawaii, music's made in many ways, mm-hmm. And it really doesn't matter what style you choose. From the slacky to the reggae, Hawaiians jam it too. So sing along with me, Chalang-a-Lang Blues. And we say, look at you, play that tune. Let's all sing Chalang-a-Lang Blues, come on. Oh yeah, Chalang-a-Lang Blues. Don't be shy, give it a try. Chalang-a-Lang Blues are gonna get you high. In Hawaii, music's made in many ways. Oh yeah, and it really doesn't matter what style you choose. To the reggae, Hawaiians jam it too. So sing along with me, Chalang-a-Lang Blues. And we
we say,
look at you, play that tune. Let's all sing cha-lang-a-lang blues. Come on, oh yeah, cha-lang-a-lang blues. Don't be shy, hear that I try. Cha-lang-a-lang blues are gonna get you high.
I say ho, oh, ho, oh, ho, oh, ho,
cha-lang-a-lang blues.
I say hey.
Cha-lang-a-lang blues are gonna get you high.
I say ho, 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 ho.
Cha-lang-a-lang blues.
I say hey, 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 hey.
Cha-lang-a-lang blues. Don't be shy, give it a try. Cha-lang-a-lang blues are gonna make you fly. Don't be shy, give it a try. Cha-lang-a-lang blues are gonna get you high.
Nakai Evalu, the eight C's connecting all the Hawaiian Islands on the Visionary Radio Network every Saturday morning. And it's time now for our Olelo no Eau.
The Olelo no Eau are the wise words of our kupuna, our elders, who have passed these words down from generation to generation. And it's brought to you today by Mobi PCS. And so today's Olelo no Eau is for Joe and his ohana from Kahuku. And it says, Nani I kahala kaoivi o kahuku. The body of kahuku is beautified by the hala trees.
Oh, beautiful, yes.
Maikai loa.
That is so maikai.
It's so, such an image, and it's so true. It's been great to have Joe Pickard, and it's about time for us to wrap up the program. Few more songs, though, and we'll be back on Nakai e Walu.
Oh,
broadcasting statewide. You're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
And that's the way we do it on Nakai Evalu, the eight C's connecting all the Hawaiian islands. And it's been a lot of fun this morning.
It sure has, Norm. We want to thank everybody for joining us, especially our guest, Joe Pickard. What a story, huh?
It really
what
is.
What a story.
Great to meet you.
Great guy, too. Great guy. I can attest to that.
And then we want to remind everybody to come down tomorrow to Iolani Palace.
Yes. Tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., we're having the third annual Onipa'a, which is a birthday celebration honoring Queen Liliʻuokalani, and a special added feature is that we will also be celebrating the 100th anniversary of the formation of Queen Liliʻuokalani's trust. Imagine, that trust will be 100 years old.
Oh. What time?
And it'll be from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Mm. We'll have entertainment. Tropical Breeze will be performing, which is made up of Vicky's musicians, including her brother, Albert. And then we have the Royal Hawaiian Band performing. And then we have a special appearance by Halau Ika Vekiu, who will be doing a tribute to Liliʻu, as well as featuring the students from the Waianae unit of the Queen Liliʻuokalani Children's Center. There'll be about 300 of them performing. And then at 12 noon, we have our ecumenical service, church service, that also will be under the direction of Nola Nahulu. She'll be conducting a choir of about 100 voices.
Whoa.
And then at 1 o'clock, we have Kavika Trask and friends. And then at 2 o'clock will be Amy Hanayali'i. And then at 3 o'clock is Jerry Santos, Haunani Apoliana, and Olomana.
Oh, I haven't heard them
so
for so long.
So we have a great, great day of entertainment. Lots of food booths. Shave Ice, Tutu's owner Shave Ice will be there. And food booths and educational, a lot of educational booths. And also we're bringing in the cultural demonstrators. So you get a lomi while you're enjoying the day.
All right.
Sounds good. And free admission to Iolani Palace.
Right on. Well, I know. Vicky, why don't you and I go and have some breakfast after this?
Okay,
well,
let's
check out the September Breakfast Club. It's happening coming up in just a few minutes. Frank B. Shaner, Devin Nakoba hosting the whole breakfast celebration at Ala Moana Plantation Cafe. I hear they have a terrific omelet bar. John Cruz, Suzuki Strings. Jeez, my kids are going to play. Mailani, Eddie Kamai, all there today. Coming up in just a couple minutes.
thank you so much for being with us today. It's been a lot of fun. Special mahalo to our executive producer, Cedric Duart. I haven't seen him for a while. Chanel just told me his baby was born.
He's a baby girl.
Yeah. Right on. Technical director, Chris Hughes, thanks for your help today. And our producer and artistic director, right on with the good music, Chanel Mokepuha. Nakai Evalu is brought to you with much aloha every Saturday morning on the Visionary Radio Network. That is Light 94.7 Kumu on Oahu, 102.1 The Beach in Hilo, 103 Q103 Maui, 102.3 KMKK on Molokai, and 95.9 The Surf on Kauai. See you next week.
Ahui ho.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Everyone has stories to tell. Some stories teach, others inspire. And each story reveals who we are, where we come from, and where we're headed. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Kamehameha Schools was founded in 1887 by the will of Princess Bernice Pauahi Bishop. Dedicated to improving the capability and well-being of Native Hawaiians through education, Kamehameha Schools honors the physical, spiritual, and cultural significance of its lands and the role they play in supporting the school's mission. With 98% of its land in agriculture and conservation, Kamehameha Schools is committed to responsible stewardship. The Land Assets Division manages these lands to create and optimize cultural, educational, environmental, economic, and community benefits. Through prudent management of the school's agricultural and conservation lands, the Land Assets Division strives to sustain thriving lands and thriving communities. Come visit the Kamehameha Schools booth at the Hawaii County Fair, September 17th through the 20th at the Hilo Civic Auditorium. Or for more information, email us at land@ksbe.edu.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.